The Red Signal by Agatha Christie. Read by Christopher Lee.
No, but how too thrilling, said pretty Mrs. Eversley, opening her lovely but slightly vacant eyes very wide. They always say women have a sixth sense. Do you think it's true, Sir Allington?
The famous alienist smiled sardonically. He had an unbounded contempt for the foolish pretty type, such as his fellow guest. Allington West was the supreme authority on mental disease, and he was fully alive to his own position and importance, a slightly pompous man of full figure.
A great deal of nonsense is talked. I know that, Mrs. Eversley. What does the term mean? A sixth sense?
Oh, you scientific men are always so severe. And it really is extraordinary the way one seems to positively know things sometimes. Just know them, feel them. I mean, quite uncanny, it really is. Claire knows what I mean, don't you, Claire?
She appealed to her hostess with a slight pout and a tilted shoulder. Claire Trent did not reply at once. It was a small dinner party. She and her husband, Violet Eversley, Sir Allington West and his nephew Dermot West, who was an old friend of Jack Trent's. Jack Trent himself, a somewhat heavy, florid man with a good-humoured smile and a pleasant, lazy laugh, took up the thread.
Buncombe, Violet! Your best friend is killed in a railway accident. Straight away you remember that you dreamt of a black cat last Tuesday. Marvellous, you felt all along that something was going to happen.
Oh, no, Jack. You're mixing up premonitions with intuition now. Come now, Sir Allington, you must admit that premonitions are real.
To a certain extent, perhaps, admitted the physician cautiously. But coincidence accounts for a good deal, and then there is the invariable tendency to make the most of a story afterwards. You've always got to take that into account.
I don't think there's any such thing as premonition, said Claire Trent rather abruptly, or intuition, or a sixth sense, or any of the things we talk about so glibly. We go through life like a train rushing through the darkness to an unknown destination.
That's hardly a good simile, Mrs. Trent,
said Dermot West, lifting his head for the first time and taking part in the discussion. There was a curious glitter in the clear grey eyes that shone out rather oddly from the deeply tanned face.
You've forgotten the signals, you see.
The signals?
Yes, green, if it's all right, and red for danger.
Red for danger, how thrilling,
breathed Violet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?